friends, Christy Tagey here, your host for the Productive Passions podcast. Let me ask you, is there something different you dream of doing but don't know where to begin? If you're feeling suffocated, anxious, or you feel there's something different calling you, come along with me for candid conversations with people who have embarked on a journey to put their passions to work for them. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Life is too short to stay stuck.
Steve, I just had to talk to you again because although it's April, it's March Madness.
It is March Madness.
So in April. In April.
Christy, this is, first of all, thanks for visiting with me again. I had such a great time on your podcast. I think I was like your fourth podcast. And so it was an honor to be there at the very beginning of what will be an amazing series of interviews with amazing people. And I was just happy to be in there. And I'm so excited. This season has been my best ever. I probably mentioned that this is my 21st year doing basketball halftime shows. And I don't know what's in the water, but for some reason, I went from like 60 and 70. I'm going to do over 100 halftimes this year. It is absolutely craziness. And there's a lot of travel involved. But at the end of the day, I love what I do. To wake up in the morning and know in the back of my head that I'm going to have the opportunity to make an arena like 20,000 people smile and laugh. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
So, Steve, do you like your job?
Christy, I love my job. I absolutely adore my job. The worst part is the travel. The best part is entertaining people and meeting people along the way, too. I have to say that when you sit in airports and you take, you know, hundreds of flights on airplanes, you meet a lot of wonderful, interesting people out there. And, you know, how do I broaden myself as a person? You speak to other people and you get to know about them. And this morning, my Uber driver to the airport, he was from Yemen. And he was telling me about his family and how he lives in Michigan, but his family lives in New York. And whenever he visits, they never let him stay at a hotel. And his family is so hospitable and they put him up and they don't let him buy food or anything. And we had a wonderful conversation. Yeah. And just like I make people's days brighter with my comedy and my Simon Says, he made my day a little bit brighter just hearing about his family.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that like one of the best things about traveling is the people that you might meet?
It's true. You never know what's just around the corner. In the midst of the boringness of travel, to not know what's just around the corner and who you're going to meet is a nice, it's a nice surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't agree with you more there. Some of my closest friends are people that I have met at the airport or airplanes or sitting at the hotel restaurant eating dinner. So I could not agree with you more. So I want to ask you, can you explain to those of us who aren't so up to date on all things NCAA basketball, why this March Madness thing is such a big deal?
Well, first, I have to say, Christy, you as a woman athlete, this is the year of the women's basketball teams. They have taken women's collegiate basketball to new heights, giving them an awareness, not only in the country, but around the world. And it has to do with some superstars like Angel Reese, who's with LSU, and of course, Caitlin Clark, who set all types of crazy scoring records this year. She's sort of like the Steph Curry of women's collegiate basketball. She hits three-pointers, not just behind the line, but 5, 6, 7 feet behind the line. And even from the logo at center court, she is a phenom. She has single-handedly taken viewership from the hundreds of thousands of viewers, maybe who are watching, to the multi-million of viewers for these games. And it is a boon for collegiate sports in general, specifically women's collegiate sports. And what's exciting is her team, the Iowa Hawkeyes, won last night, and they beat LSU last night, who beat them last year. So there's a nice rivalry going on, and now they're in the Final Four. And I'm always, I always like to see a happy ending, to see a story progress. And everyone, the main gripe or complaint about her is, even though she's the highest scorer in collegiate history, both men and women, which is amazing, but she's never won a national championship. And so people say, oh, well, yeah, she could be the GOAT, but she hasn't won a national championship. So I look at the storyline and say, what would be the great way for this season to end, you know, so that they'd maybe make a movie or write a book about it. And that would be if next weekend they win the national championship. So if I had to root for a team, I would root for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And, you know, I mean, I don't have a pony in the race, but I think that would be a really beautiful way for her to end her collegiate career by winning the national title.
I love that you bring that up for several reasons, because it's exciting to see women's sport getting more attention, number one. And to your point, people who were never Hawkeye fans are just following this team and these players. And that game last night, I was trying to get to sleep. I needed to get my sleep, but I couldn't. I could not stop watching. It was such a good game. And I don't know if you saw at the end of the game, what I really liked was the sportsmanship between Reese and Clark, to see them embrace each other and congratulate each other and say whatever they said to each other. It was such good sportsmanship.
Yeah, there was a little last year. Caitlin Clark, you know, was doing the "you don't see me" thing that Don Cena would do. "You don't see me." That was one of his moves. So she did that when she was scoring, and then Angel Reese ended up winning, and she's pointing to her finger like, "I'm the one with the ring, and you're not." Yes. So there was a sort of back and forth, and then there was all hubbubaloo on social. And so this year, I think both of them have grown and matured and have seen how important they are, not only to the game, but to the millions of little boys and girls out there who have been following their careers and watching them. And I think they took a different tack this year, to be a little more professional, a little more mature about it. And Caitlin is moving on now. I mean, she has multi-million-dollar endorsement deals.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both going to be fine. They're both going to be fine. Yeah.
Well, and I said to my husband as we were watching the game, you know, it'd be really cool. What if they ended up being teammates at the next level?
Well, then that would be a hard team to beat. That's for sure.
That would be a hard team to beat for sure. But you're staying busy.
Yes. There's still the NBA. And in fact, the NBA regular season ends, I think, next week. I've had a nice run. Last week, I did the Timberwolves, the Los Angeles Clippers, the LA Clippers, the Denver Nuggets. And then I did an ice hockey game also in the Denver area, the Colorado Eagles. I'm doing the NFL draft in Detroit. So that is just craziness.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a call from the NFL. They wanted me for the Pro Bowl, and I was already booked at Michigan, the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I said to them, if there's another time you can use me, please reach out. I'd love to work with you. And they wrote right back, what are you doing for the draft? So I'll be back in Detroit playing Simon Says with the fans in a few weeks. So that's kind of cool too.
That is very cool. Steve, you don't slow down, do you?
You know what? I'll slow down when I die.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you again. Thank you for doing this March Madness in April with me. It's been a lot of fun to connect with you again.
Yeah, and it's my pleasure. You know, I was listening to some of your podcasts, and it seems like every person, one is better than the next, you know, and they all have these really cool stories. And in fact, the first podcast you did, and then I guess the thanks, was it the thanks company?
Yeah, Brendan Cam. Yep.
And then you were kind enough to send me a like a coupon, a gift card for like a meal or something. And
I sent you a thanks.
Yes. And I used it. I was out on the road and I remembered I had it and I used the thing. And I guess the whole point was to pay it forward. And so I try and do that when I'm on the road. And, you know, it's just nice to have that in the back of your head, to have a guest on your show, which is, you know, so positive, and what they're doing is so positive. And then people see it, and then a little something sticks in the viewer's, you know, head, and then maybe they follow suit and pay it forward. And so that's just wonderful. I love what you're doing. And I guess where listen to them all on like Apple.
Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, on Spotify. I publish them on Podbean, lots of different places, with Samsung. So just trying to get them in more and more places. But I appreciate that. I have been very lucky to meet incredible people who say yes to being part of this podcast and share their stories about how they're following their dreams. And truly, like you, people are making a difference, making people happy or filling a need or whatever it is that they're doing. These are people who are just inspiring. But you know what, Steve? They're just everyday people like you and me that just are doing extraordinary things. While they're everyday people, they're doing extraordinary things. And I just happen to be lucky enough to get to talk to them and share them with the rest of the world.
Yeah. I mean, these people, they, you know, they're people that took a chance. You know, they're people that were doing something and said, you know what? This is what I really want to do. This is my passion. And I think we spoke about when I was sitting at Madison Square Garden watching a halftime show, and it was just terrible. You know, it was just a guy shooting foul shots and he wasn't hitting the rim. And I said, you know what? I think that I could do my Simon Says at Madison Square Garden. And I reached out to the CEO of Madison Square Garden. I took a little chance, followed my passion. And now here we are 21 years later. And I just, you know, it's the best thing I ever could have done.
I love that you said, I took a little chance. I called the CEO of Madison Square Garden, but that's it. It's believing in yourself and taking the chance, because what's the worst that could happen? Somebody ignores you. Somebody says no. That happens all the time anyway to everybody else. So why not?
Yeah. Well, Christy, from Steve Max, the Simon Says Show, the king of the half times, I want to say to all your listeners and anyone who's watching this on social media, I would say, Simon Says, check out Productive Passions. You won't be sorry.
Thank you, Steve. That means the world to me. And thanks for being with me again. We'll have to just catch up every once in a while.
It would be my pleasure.